All right, let's talk about Rockets-Warriors. Let's just go and rattle off some thoughts from last night's game. James Harden was impressive, absolutely impressive. But the one thing that stood out to me, when James was on the bench, other guys were scoring and moving the ball around. It turned into a, damn, James can score on anybody in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. But when James is operating off the perimeter, and this has been the case for a lot during the season, you better be ready to hit a shot every once in five possessions because you're not touching the ball.
It's very hard to get after him over that performance. But to your point, unless you are named Clint Capella, there are not going to be a lot of plays made for you when James is handling. It's just not the way it is. It may not even be the way D'Antoni wants it, but there's not a lot of oh, look, Trevor Reese is open for a corner three or P.J. Tucker. Not in the flow of a half-court offense. They'll get stuff off the break where James is maybe pushing in, and then there'll be a guy in the corner waiting. But as far as whether it be ball movement or just simply a drive by James that opens up some for someone else, it doesn't happen. Maybe it's just partly because of the design of the offense and how defenses are defending the Rockets, because you watch when he gets by that initial defender, obviously that initial James isn't a, unless he has a big man on him directly, he's not necessarily a speed demon to the rim. So you'll see a guy trailing and he's still in the process of making a decision. Am I going to lob it to Capella, shoot a teardrop, or try to hit a layup? So guys stay home, at least the Warriors did last night, and you don't get a lot of open looks. And I mean, like I said, when he does what he did last night, it's very hard to get after him about it. I think it's just a product of how the Rockets run things.
Yeah, and you're right. Like it wasn't because of him they lost. But his defense and Steph Curry's defense both were.
It's funny you talk about Steph Curry's defense. He got blown by and he got help, but guys, when they isolated him, 5 for 14, and he forced 2 turnovers.
Steph Curry did?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's because you
watch it, yeah, and it looks like he's just getting destroyed, and he's the defense gets manipulated because guys have to recover because he has gotten beat. But whether because it was Eric Gordon missing at the rim or whoever was missing at the rim, isolation plays 5 for 14. That's what the stat I saw on our favorite show, Get Up, on ESPN this morning.
For the love of sports.
Yes.
The other thing, Eric Gordon, this is – now to the point where, like, Eric Gordon had moments that started the fourth quarter. Like, we need to see, like, Eric Gordon take over like he has. He has been a really important part of this. And, you know, when you start talking about the big three, it's Chris Paul, Harden, Capella. That's fine. Let's go 2.5 Capella, and the other half is Eric Gordon. You need Eric Gordon to come off the bench and provide that relief for the rest of the guys. Like, dude, look, he's extending the court out. Now driving lanes are opening up. He's hitting big shots. Eric Gordon wasn't good defensively. Eric Gordon wasn't sharp offensively. And this has been the case outside of just a handful of quarters, not even games, handful of quarters. This has been the case where Eric Gordon in the playoffs, whether it be, you know, teams are focusing on him when he's on the court or he's just in his own head, it has not looked right. It has not looked good. And Eric Gordon was not good yesterday.
And you can watch him, just the frustration, even when he would make a shot. You go, okay, finally, one of those. He just has – and you watch and you look at the numbers after the game, 6 for 13. I mean, as far as his shooting percentage, that's fine. That's probably better than fine when you consider his season average. But the turnovers were a mess. He just looked like he was either going too fast or wasn't ready to make a decision once he got into the lane, because you watch him dribble a ball off his own knee and it goes out of bounds, where you think that's a layup or potential free throw line trip, the ball rolls out of bounds off his leg. And I think part of that, when you watch these guys play now, particularly in this series, is the anxiety of playing Golden State, where it feels like, and someone brought it up, I think his Twitter handle is HP Basketball. I think his actual name is Matt Moore. He's been writing for Proxy, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
he writes for CBS Sports at one time. I think now he has a different website he writes for. He talks about the anxiety of playing the Warriors. This Rocket team feels like every possession is almost do or die. If you don't make a shot, it feels like the Warriors could go on a run on you. And maybe that's not a real thing, but if you're watching as a fan and you know the Warriors can go on spurts just like your team can, at least in the regular season, and really parts of the postseason the Rockets have as well. You think everything is a disaster. And really, Eric Gordon, the 4 turnovers were big because most of them happened in the lane. But, I mean, as far as what he provided for you, the shooting percentage, the points, if you told people Eric Gordon goes 6 for 13, puts up, I don't know, I got to look at the exact numbers, 15 points. You're like, that's part of a bench that you think is going to dominate the Warriors. It just didn't happen to be the case because Nick Young made shots early in the game. So, I mean, we can pick and choose things that have happened. But the Rockets, people kept harping on the turnovers. Yeah, they're above their averages. It was 13. That's not a bad night in the NBA. It just is exacerbated when the Warriors only turn the ball over 9 and you lose home court, everything you work for.
Capella's 12 points. That needs to be way up, and not only because you needed that scoring, but to get him involved in the offense early would have paid huge dividends later on, because then the Warriors have to adjust, and a few times that they did run the pick and roll, you see Draymond Green frustrated because guys aren't playing it correctly. He's getting caught a little bit. The fact that they didn't use the pick and roll at all while Capella's first, 6 minutes in the game, roughly, that was shocking to me. That was like, okay, you just play. The Warriors went small, and you're going to play right into their hands. That, okay, we're just going to play a perimeter game if you guys are going small. And Capella did a nice job on defense. The effort that he brings on defense, and he's been excellent guarding perimeter players on switches. And look, guys are going to score on him. It's the NBA. A great offense right now in this NBA will beat great defense. It doesn't matter. But you get a handful of stops. That's a positive. On offense, though, they just did not. It was just like, all right, well, Capella, we're just going to do this whole thing where we're just going to dump it to you when, guys crash on us, and that's the only time we're going to run stuff for you. That was frustrating to watch because, that was one of my key matchups to watch. Who's going to change their game plan up? Is Kerr going to go small lineup? And he did. And are the Rockets going to counter with, we're going to run this pick and roll until you guys switch. And they did it.
There's plenty of stuff to discuss as we go through the show. I don't know if it was because of last night and I was hyper-focused on the game, but I got to imagine, if you're an opposing player, playing Chris Paul has to be the most annoying thing ever. Not because of actually basketball plays, but how many times he will throw his lower half into you to pick up a foul. Well, we all know he elbowed Kevin Durant in the butt. We saw that for whatever reason he wanted to.
That was so good.
And I know they had a little back and forth. He told Kevin Durant to play basketball, whatever, but how often he tried to draw fouls off of cheap nonsense. I mean, finesse what you got to finesse, but if you're playing against him, you're like, what are you doing, man? Are we playing a game, or is everything you trying to take extreme advantage of any situation? I just picked up on that, and maybe he's been doing that all year, but it seemed like it was at a new level against Golden State.